From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. Now, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan Colton. We have a great show for you. Eight contestants are here to play our nerdy games, but only one will win our grand prize provided by our VIP. And when we found out this VIP was joining us, everyone on staff had a different reaction. We had a wow, an OMG, a get out of town, a great Scott, even a suffering succotash. But you know, the only true accurate reaction is, oh my. Our VIP is George Takei. George will be joining us a little later to talk about his musical allegiance, his social media dominance, and of course, Star Trek. But let's get things started with our first two contestants. Now, John Garvey, you're a high school teacher in the Bronx. Thank you.
No problem.
What is your favorite animal video that you've ever seen?
It's a very popular one. It's a small panda sneezing and scaring a larger panda.
Yeah.
I know, because you're like, how could it be so scary?
Exactly. It seems like they put a lot of work into mating pandas, but for that video, totally worth it.
Fair enough. Daniel Meltzer, you're a radiologist.
That's right.
Do you have a favorite animal video?
Yeah, it's the one where the guy has the camera panned on his dog's face, and he's talking, but he's not in the camera. And he's saying, so Rex, last night I snuck down to raid the refrigerator, and the dog's like, yeah. And there was a piece of hamburger, yeah. And some bacon, yeah. And some cheddar cheese, yeah. And I put it all together, yeah. And I give it to the cat.
I can tell you have only watched that once. Well, we have an adorable game for you two. It's called Creature Feature. So each answer is just two words. It's an animal and a word that rhymes with the animal. Oh, adorable. Jonathan Colton, house musician.
Yes.
Can you give us an example?
I'd be happy to. So if I said, celebrate your pet python's birthday by baking it one of these, you would answer,
snake cake.
Yeah, you Ooh. Get it.
All right, so the animal is going to be the first word in the clue. And buzz in when you know the answer. Of course, the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. Here we go. This red crustacean gangster boils his enemies alive and then serves them with butter. Dan.
Lobster mobster?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. If you need a place for your great white or hammerhead to play, take it to this recreational outdoor space. John.
A shark park.
That is correct.
Blackbeard's shoulder bird loves these typically orange root vegetables. Dan.
Parrot carrot.
Parrot carrot, that's right. I simply love the phrase shoulder
sure.
bird.
Yeah. It's not a lap chicken, is it?
No, it's not.
Well, Mufasa drives a boxy car made by a division of Toyota. John.
A lion scion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you cross a gazelle with the worst part of a fruit salad. People are already taking offense. John.
A gnu cashew?
No!
I don't like cashews.
It's an interesting answer.
Do you hear what he said?
I don't like cashews.
Yeah, so he just went in his mind to whatever he doesn't like.
Maybe you don't like cashews because you keep eating them in fruit salads. That's disgusting. Can't eat a cashew in a fruit salad. Dan, do you have a guess?
An impala berry. I don't know.
No, that's also incorrect. We were looking for antelope cantaloupe.
I know, because for some reason the person who wrote this decided that the worst part of a fruit salad is an antelope.
I don't think that's... This is your last clue. Here's a gift idea for the working male bovine in your life. Argyle footwear. They rhyme.
It's not the shoes.
Not the shoes. The other things you put on your feet. Dan.
Yak socks.
Did you say yak socks?
I kind of made a diphthong to make them rhyme a little more.
You said yak, but you said yak socks.
Yeah.
I don't think we can accept that. I'm sorry, Dan. That was a valiant effort, but we can't accept it because it does not actually rhyme, even though you said it as if it did.
Like who's going to slide it by?
John, do you know what the answer is?
A boar sock.
I appreciate you didn't even try to make those rhyme, John. That is also incorrect. Does anybody know the answer?
Ox socks.
Ox socks. That's what we were looking for.
Puzzle Guru, Art Chung, how did our brave contestants do?
Well, we have a tie. Hands on your buzzers. Here we go. This feline headgear was made famous by Dr. Seuss. John.
Cat in the Hat?
Cat Hat. That's what we're looking for. Congratulations, John. You're moving on to the final round.